You're listening to Hello Francis, a podcast for curious creatives and nano entrepreneurs who seek knowledge, purpose, and community. Hello Francis is brought to you by the creative firm and solutionist agency Francis Roy and is recorded at the Francis Roy office in Valparaiso, Florida. A lineup of guests, friends, and mentors candidly share their diverse wisdom and experience. Never to exceed 30 minutes, this podcast is an easy addition to your playlist of favorites. Let's get started with this week's guest. Hello, you're listening to Hello Francis. I'm your host, Chantel Dedeke, and Francis Roy is officially 8 years old today. It isn't our public anniversary. As you know, if you're a listener of the podcast, the agency officially, our birthday is officially July the 1st, but April the 1st is the day that I kind of settled in. I decided to leave my corporate job and to attempt to start the agency. I had really no hands-on agency experience. I had managed agency teams before from the client perspective, and I knew what I wanted to create and what I wanted it to look like, and just sort of started from there. And in kind of the biggest April Fool's joke of all time, I just left my job and really never looked back. And many of our listeners may not know what happens behind the scenes here day to day. And so I thought that this would be a good opportunity to kind of pull the curtain back on that and share with you what a day to day looks like for us here at the agency. And there is a misconception, I think, that we get to just consistently work on creative and fun things, and that isn't always the case, and actually isn't normally the case. The tasks that we work on consistently are really the building blocks of our business, but are not necessarily the most fun or creative things. We have to build our creativity in to ensure that we have some balance. And so what does a day look like here at Francis Roy? Well, I can only speak for what it looks like for me. Today is a Monday, and my Mondays are pretty consistent. I load the beginning of the week up, both Monday and Tuesday, with client meetings, and the client relationship and the client engagement for me is a 7-day work in progress and work in practice. 8 a.m. I start with client meetings on Monday. Starting at 8 a.m., I have an 8, a 9, a 10, sometimes a noon and a 2 o'clock. And in between there, depending on the week, I'm building in one-on-ones with our team, which I'll go into a little bit more in depth in a minute. But Mondays and Tuesdays really set me up for success. Mondays, I'm here in Niceville, Valpy, and my client engagements are a mix of our Niceville, Valpy clients, but also our out-of-area clients. Mondays are also the days that the content team meets, and Hill leads that, and they get together and they're strategizing on what content needs to look like for our clients across the board. That happens in the evenings because we have a remote hybrid team and many of our team members are not available during the day on Monday. And so Mondays end up being a long day for Hill and the content team every other week. And so that Mondays are interesting around here. They're very business, very focused, and you know, just doing what we have to do to set ourselves up for success. Tuesdays are like that as well, but you'll find me in Destin on Tuesdays, and a mix of client meetings, also board commitments. So I serve on a number of boards in our community, and sometimes our board meetings are on Monday/Tuesday of the week, and so I'll be out doing that. It's also one of my favorite days because I have my Rotary group on Tuesdays in Destin, and I start my morning in Destin. I'm leaving Niceville, headed to Destin at 6:45, and then I get to start with my Rotary friends. And I'm really excited because this year in July, I will be joining the district Rotary as public image committee chair. And so I'm very excited about that. That was really an unexpected turn of events for this year. I never anticipated being asked, but I have great mentors in Rotary, and it's so important to have people who will really help you build foundationally, even when you're not present in the room. And so I have such a strong group of friends and advocates, supporters, and mentors in our local Rotary that have really just kind of lifted me up to this opportunity. I'm excited about it. I started in July. Mike Tatum is the incoming district governor. I'm sure if I can talk him into it, he'll be a guest of mine at some point. And I'm excited to sort of start that in Pensacola. I'll be at the district retreat in a couple weeks. And so I'll get to meet the other public image chairs and really begin to work on that. Public image as it pertains to Rotary is very similar to public relations and just sort of brand reputation. And that is some of my favorite work.
And so I'm excited to begin. So those are what Tuesdays. Tuesdays are just kind of whatever's happening in Destin. I like to stack Destin clients during that time. And then also any media events, any board engagements. And then it's also like, if I'm trying to like catch up with any of my Destin friends for dinner or whatever, I'll just make a whole day of it. So from the early morning until the evening. And Tuesdays end up being busy, but I really enjoy that work and I like it. I will say, just to back up, Monday mornings now I start with my friend Heather in the morning, and she and I are walking at about 6 a.m. And so we're just kind of unloading. Heather, if you remember our first season, she was a guest for us and worked at Destin Commons at the time. And she and I have just grown to be very close friends over the years. And so Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, we try to walk at 6 a.m. and just either launch the week in a really positive way, get some connection because we're both really busy, bounce ideas off of each other, just offer support. So that is a very important part of my week. Mondays when I come home, I'm usually ready to just, you know, sort of chill and make some dinner and, you know, spend time with my family. Tuesdays can be a little bit late. Wednesday's one of the most important days of the week for me because I'm here in the office at Francis Roy. So I'm either, if it's a Wednesday where I'm stacking my one-on-ones with the team, that starts at 8 a.m. and goes all the way till about lunchtime. And then I'm with the Scotty team out of Canada that day, and then also have some website calls and some other client calls. But for the most part, I'm here in the office here at Francis Roy, taking care of anything that the team needs me to take care of and being available to them for some one-on-ones. And I love one-on-ones with my team. I learn so much about them and really get to check in and see if there's anything from a resource perspective or an information perspective that I can provide them to be successful. They're missing anything or have any needs at all. And so that can be pretty hot and heavy because it's like boom, 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 boom. But I prioritize it. I really like it. And then Wednesday, I don't know, maybe you follow me on Instagram. Maybe you don't. I don't want to be like, oh, you follow me on Instagram. You might not. I don't know. But if you do, you know that Wednesday I cook a lot. I try to get out of here a little bit early. I try to go to the grocery store and figure out what I want. I like to see what's on sale and what's seasonal. And then I go home and I'm making a meal for my family. And I try to cook, I don't know, at least 4 days a week, maybe if not more, if I'm able to, because I definitely love to cook at home. But my husband cooks as well, and he's a really great cook. And so sometimes he will do that. But Thursdays are fun. Sometimes I'm in Fort Walton Beach on Thursdays, but I also have client calls throughout the day. Really, what is important to note about just a day in the life with me is the client interaction and engagement is really everything. Every day, for the most part, except Saturday and Sunday, I am meeting with our clients and making sure that everything stays on track from a project management perspective. If we have needs, and of course I don't have that engagement with every single one of our clients, but the majority of them, Hillary also serves in that capacity as well. And she runs lead on several clients. And so she has very similar days than me in that respect. But Thursdays are usually my Fort Walton Beach days, but in the season right now, Thursday evenings are really exciting because they're Maddie Kelly Arts Foundation concerts in the village and goes every Thursday until the first Thursday in June. So a great season this year. We have a table, and so we have our clients and our friends and our family. This week will be very family oriented. Pretty exciting. Friday is kind of my catch all day. I mean, depending on what's going on, if it's first Friday coffee for Fort Walton Beach, sometimes I'll have an entire Fort Walton Beach day. I try to get really strategic about where I am geographically and not driving all over the place because I can have really heavy driving weeks, but I'm catching up on projects, any writing that I'm focusing on. A lot of the times I will record our podcast episodes during that day. I'm doing invoicing or financials or running the behind the scenes at Francis Roy. I do that on Saturdays a lot as well because I try to stay in the trenches, active employee here at the agency. I like being in the client work, but I also have to work behind the scenes, make sure that all of our accounts payable are handled, our human resources is tight, our client invoicing is where it needs to be so we can, you know, pay the bills and keep the lights on and all of that stuff. And I'm also catching up on any industry reading at that time. And then every day, look, I don't know about you, but I sort of hate emails because I get stuck behind my email. But every day I am processing emails in between all of that. And so just trying to make sure that I don't get clogged up. But I feel like I need to publicly say this, but email is not my job. It's how you can communicate with me and how anyone can communicate with me. But my job is not to sit there and answer emails all day long. As a matter of fact, if I'm doing that, I'm probably not creating or producing or managing the way that I should be. And so I try to ensure that my day-to-day is not just constant emails, and it can be. Sometimes I'll go in there and I'm like, what the hell? I was in a meeting for an hour and I have 75 emails, and, you know, prioritize those the best way that I can and try to be responsive and get to all of them within 24 hours. But, you know, I'm a human just like everyone else, and we all have a lot of emails. And the reality is I have to create and manage. And those are my priorities at the end of the day, managing this team and keeping our business on track and ensuring that we have a viable foundation here at Francis Roy. Saturdays and Sundays are interesting because depending on the season, spring or fall, it could be a very heavy event time. Greg and I can be attending a lot of events, but for the most part, we try not to work on Sundays and really try to make that a family day and end with family lunch with our kids. And I get to be really creative in the kitchen. And this past Sunday was Easter Sunday, which was fantastic. And I did a big lamb roast, and Annalise was in the kitchen with me, and she did mashed potatoes, which were seasoned phenomenally well. Really great. And her favorite, a hard-boiled egg. So she made two different kinds, and just connecting with the people who are the most important in my life, which are Greg and the kids. So, you know, my week is just like anybody else's week. I mean, we're processing it, you know, get up in the morning, do what we got to do, prioritize. I like to prioritize the things I don't like to do first so I can get them out of the way, but really fostering our client relationships and fostering the relationships within our team here. And that is what keeps everything going. And after 8 years, it's because I've done plenty of episodes on like, oh, what's the future of Francis Roy? And, you know, what did I learn and all of that? But it's the day in and day out. It's the little things, the details behind the scenes. It's the consistency that really makes it work. And frankly, it's the non-sexy moments that no one is probably really interested in that has gotten us to 8 years, and just trying to stay motivated and inspired and happy about the opportunity and just feeling incredibly grateful that this is what I get to do for a living. So 8 years, guys. I don't know. You guys know I'm an Enneagram 8, so I freaking love all things 8. I'm excited about 8. Our team is going to do our annual like vision boarding and everything event this year at my house. My kitchen's being renovated, so I have a little bit of a new kitchen at that time. I get to cook for my team, which is really a passion project, always with some, you know, new menu or something fun. Riley on our team likes to eat gluten-free, and so she's giving me a little bit of a challenge, so I'm going to do some cool stuff. But very, very excited about what 8 is going to be like, what it's going to bring, and how we're going to have to rise to the occasion, and specifically how I need to rise to the occasion as a leader in this 8th year. I told Greg this morning, he was like, you got through the 7-year itch. And I was like, and it was really itchy at the end. And that's just the realness of it. But I woke up today just feeling different, you know, feeling ready to fight, frankly, and feeling really good about where I am in my life. And Francis Roy is a huge, huge part of that. So thank you for sticking with us and continuing to listen and continuing to make our podcast a priority in your, you know, grand big world of consumption, all of the really big things that you can be listening to or reading or downloading. We so appreciate it. Please subscribe. Do I ever ask you guys to subscribe? I don't know. You know, we don't monetize this podcast. So sometimes we're like, pick it up if you want to. Don't pick it up if you want to. But the reality is that subscribing to our podcast really helps us a lot. So we hope you've done that. But if you have any questions for me or anything you'd like to add, you can always email me, chantel@francisroy.com. But I will be back in a couple of weeks with a great new guest. So I'll talk to you then. Bye.